very impressive. Gosh darn, he did his job and more. He's been putting in a good bit of work, not only with what he's doing on the field, but away from the field. And to see him come out here and start performing the way he's performing is pretty cool to watch. That was an impressive outing right there. He gave us a shot.
You're looking at a guy with, I think, 25 big league appearances, 19 starts. He gets the win tonight. That's pretty special.
Yeah, he was pretty emotional coming into the clubhouse today. He's worked hard at it, and to get his first win, that's a big deal.
To kind of elaborate on that, what you asked of him last year, what this team asked of him last year, starting with 13 times to teach through, he kind of tried to give everything he could in that role. To see how far he's come, what's that mean for you?
It means a ton, because, I mean, you're in this for the development of the players and not just sitting there relying on their talent, watching them perform, but actually putting a plan together for them to execute and then watch them actually develop and succeed. And that's what we saw over his last couple outings, but solidified it right there of what he's capable of doing.
You saw him wear it on his sleeve sometimes too, how much he was trying to get success, how much he was trying to...
No doubt about it. And I think the last couple times out, even before he had success, his last couple outings, you're seeing a kid that's confident, who's just going about it differently. And sometimes you gain confidence after having success. With Ovi, we were seeing a little bit of confidence before his last three outings, and to see what he did tonight, we build off that. We got a nice arm.
Well, your bullpen gave up one hit in six innings last night, no hits in four and a third tonight. When we were here in April, you said you like your bullpen a lot, and Milwaukee gets a lot of credit for having a good bullpen, but you like your guys a lot, right?
Yeah. We've talked about our pen quite a bit as far as those middle innings. We've seen Thompson and Ovi really prove what they're capable of doing, which is fun to watch. We've liked our back end the whole time through with Cavi, Gio, and Helsley. Obviously, Gio and Helsley down this evening. But I'll tell you what, we don't give Cavi enough credit. Because you call down there regardless of inning. If he threw the night before, it doesn't matter. He takes the ball and gives you everything he's got. There's yet to be a time where I call down there and he says that he doesn't have three outs or six outs in him. We've called on him for four innings in Chicago, two innings tonight after one day off. It doesn't matter, but this kid's a warrior. It was good to watch tonight.
The bottom of the fifth, things go a little sideways there. Brewer scored twice to take the lead. How important is it for Nolan to come up in that critical moment and get you guys right back in that game and respond?
Yeah, it's a big deal. And that's the thing. He's been taking much better at bats. He's playing with a little edge to him, which is fun to watch. And even in Boston, he took some really good swings. He hit the double today, just missed a homer early on in the game, and then hit that two-run shot. But he gets hot. Watch out.
What do you think? The two of them have said it's weird how they rarely hit home runs in the same game. For the last year and a half, they've done it five times. You won all five games.
I mean, yeah, it's cool when they do. Yeah. Yeah, more of that's awesome.
What do you think of Waino?
Waino battled through that outing. Still had seven punch-outs, missed some bats, not overly sharp, made some mistakes with the changeup to McCutchen, just kind of floated back over, and then the cutter that he hit pretty far. But, I mean, the reality is wasn't overly sharp, but still battled and gave us a chance.
Talk about Cabrera. He got the two outs in the ninth, then two guys on. He's facing Yelich. How does the mound seem? He recruited pretty well to get that grounder there, just the way he was able to respond there in the ninth after a little bit of a
break. Yeah, not a whole lot phases that kid. He's scared of nobody. He's not going to get sped up. He likes those moments, and you nailed it. He regrouped, took a step back, and did his job.